The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans visit Penn State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions.
Take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Mark. How you doing?
Good.
Talking about Penn State, what type of team do you see getting ready for that game? Because they have a good running game. The passing game is there some weeks. Last week they struggled a little bit in the red zone against Rutgers. What do you see on film?
Well, I think you see a football team that's improved greatly over the course of the year. Barkley's an outstanding running back. Guy has great vision, jump cut runner, spin runner, spins on contact. McSorley is a guy that can create as a quarterback. They do a good job with play action passes, RPOs, things of that nature, but he can create. Receivers are top-notch receivers. Tight end's a guy that can make big plays, and they play very well offensively.
And for, I know you guys had a tough season, 3-8 right now. With the win on Saturday, will that make you feel better to get into the next year on a positive note?
Yeah, I think you always want to end things going on a high note, regardless of where you're at. The difference between, even last year, go to the playoff game and lose that football game, as opposed to winning the four previous bowl games, sends you in a different direction sometimes. So we definitely want to win this football game, and you'll be challenged to do it. It's our last game for our seniors, so it'll be a big game in that capacity as well. So looking forward to the challenge. Need to be competitive, and will be.
Well, I want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark, you mentioned McSorley a little bit. I know you just faced JT Barrett last week. Are there some similarities there? What challenges does McSorley bring with some of the things he can do?
There are some similarities, but there are, there's distinct differences as well, too. I think, JT Barrett's a little bit more, in some cases, like a tailback running the football, can break tackles. McSorley is a little bit more, maybe a little faster. Maybe a little bit more to the edge of the edge. I think more called runs with JT rather than McSorley, but they will call him with him. He'll read different things, zone reads and things of that nature. But good football player and a guy that you can watch early film on, and he's really become a good football player over the course of time. His first year starting, he's a full-time starter and everything. So you can see how he's grown as a player. He's a very good football player. The leader plays with emotion.
And how challenging is it when they run that zone read stuff when you know you gotta watch out for Barkley, who's really good.
Well, you've got to make sure everything's taken care of based on their tailback and their quarterback, and they've made big plays in that capacity. And I think it all starts with what the quarterback sees and reads.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Andrew Rubin, Daily Collegian.
Hi, Mark. Penn State's had on and off problems with tackling throughout the year. How do you think that plays in L.J. Scott's game and the physicality and the ability to break tackles that he's shown?
Hopefully well. I think that we've got to come over there and we've got to be able to run the ball and throw it. We've got to be productive. They're scoring points. We've got to be productive offensively and score points. I don't think there's any question that LJ's been a good player for us this year, as well as, Gerald Holmes has had his moments, as well as Madre London. But, he's the lead horse right now.
What's the biggest area of growth you've seen throughout him this year, LJ?
With LJ, I just think that, he's a year older and his understanding is a little bit better in terms of just the overall knowledge of our offense. Still has great, even last year he has great vision, great ability to cut and get vertical. There'll be two great tailbacks in this football game, at least two. More than two, but those are the two lead dogs.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from David Marks, Associated Press.
Morning, Mark. I'm wondering if you have noticed and if you have had any thoughts on the lack of kind of big name feature backs in the Big Ten this year, more running back by committee as opposed to Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott and guys like that.
I think what you've seen over the country, in the entire country, is a little bit more of that. I think there are a lot of good tailbacks. There's not a lot of separation and ability sometime on your own football team, let alone across, you know, different teams. And I think, a fresh guy is, we ran Le'Veon Bell when he was here, 30 plus times a game. You don't see that right now because I think it's just a fresh back who's got, if the ability is close, the fresh back has got some more juice.
You think those two guys, Gordon and Elliott, might have been, I guess, throwbacks a little bit, kind of bucking the trend that was already happening?
Possibly. They may have been, but a lot of times I think depth has something to do with that, too.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.